the familiar sounds of the snowplow. Maybe that's what you're living through right now. I feel you. I was there just a few weeks ago. Crazy, crazy weather here on a big holiday, wrapping up what's left of 2013 and kicking us into a new year. It's a strange, bizarre mix of weather. I mean, you have everything from ice storms to incredible warm temperatures where you would never see 70 degrees at the Jersey Shore at the tail end of December. 94 million people, at least, give or take, expected to travel this holiday. Some are already traveling, and they may have run into some of the extreme weather. Boy, I hope you're not one of those people. In Missouri, it's awful. That's where that snowplow actually was recorded. In parts of Missouri, it's awful. And you've got the floods that you're dealing with, too, that are just as bad. Nothing like a flood to put a crimp on the holidays. One, because depending on where you live, those tricky low-lying areas where you think you're all right, you're out in the car, and the next thing you know, you're floating. That's when those underpasses can become so scary. And in Kentucky, in Paducah, Kentucky, they really felt that. 4 to 5 to 6 inches, roads flooded, terrible, terrible driving conditions on the last shopping weekend. Rivers overflowing. One in particular called the Rolling Fork River. That was the worst, near a place called New Hope. They had cars that drove into the water not realizing how deep it was. Some people escaping, but then they had hypothermia. And other people drowning. They had 3 people that were in a car could not get out. By the time they got to them, all they could do was pull their dead bodies out of the car. And power, power, power. 400,000 people out without power in parts of the country. Oh, and especially when it's cold like that. Ooh. And that's when you're looking for that hotel. And then the hotels are all booked up because somebody else grabbed one ahead of time thinking, I don't want to risk it. I don't want to chance it. And that's what's happened in many places. Depending on where. 8 deaths, 5 of them in Kentucky, and that's water. So heavy rain, severe winds in the southeast. In the Midwest, lots of snow in Milwaukee, parts of Illinois. People were out with their shovels in Kansas, southeast Nebraska. I used to live in Nebraska. Oh, when it snowed, forget it. It was like shut down. The guy who lived next door to me, you want some donuts? I'm going to the donut store. It was Shipley's. They were always open. They were better than the people that delivered the mail. Because no matter what, they were open. So what's strange is, in the Midwest, you have all this snow, 3, 6, 9 inches. And then in parts of the East, like New York City, temperatures nearing 70. Same thing in New Jersey, and it's shocking. In Buffalo, an inch of ice, and that can be catastrophic. Even though people know how to deal with it, do you really deal well in ice? No. It's so much different even than snow. That freezing rain, and all you can do is put out the warnings. I also have experienced this and know what it's like. They say, stay away from the overpasses, watch out, don't, you know, when you're traveling, anything, these highways where you're coming around on the overpass and you're going across bridges. And sure enough, I got stuck for an hour trying to go over one, and they called it cobblestone ice. So don't risk it on the cobblestone ice. If you do not have to go out into the ice storm, do not go out into the ice storm. It is not worth it. Getting stuck is the worst of all. And then they're talking about crazy tornadoes that are spouting up in a couple of areas, too. So be careful. It is the Christmas holidays. It is people running around like maniacs the last couple of days. But it's a few presents, not worth it, if you have to brave these crazy things from the high floodwaters to ice and whatnot. Now, if you're in a place where it's 70 degrees, you should be able to run around and get your presents if you're waiting and you don't have that extreme weather. It's extreme in the sense that you're not expecting 70 degrees, but I would take that extreme versus some of the other things that I just mentioned. Coming up in this hour of America tonight, besides the weather, we're going to hit the mailbag. A lot of you were talking about last-minute presents and what did I think. Somebody asked me about stocking stuffers. Oh, I am so not the person to ask about stocking stuffers, although I do have a few ideas I'll share. Let's put it that way. And then also we're going to talk to Jeff Cass. It's one of our weekly re-racks. He's an expert in mass shootings, and he was one of the first reporters at Columbine. Columbine, very close to Arapaho High School, which sadly is where Claire Davis now, she's died at a hospital. She was the 17-year-old who was shot by a classmate. She died over the weekend. She died Saturday, where she was being treated. I'm sure the family, just so many people were sending them prayers and well wishes, and you know the hospital had to turn away so many of the flowers and everything else. But she fought, but that was it. I mean, she was shot point blank in the head. She was killed when Carl Pearson walked into the high school armed with a shotgun, a machete, and a backpack with three Molotov cocktails. And he shot her once in the head. It wasn't anything about her. And fired randomly. She just happened to be in the wrong place. Randomly into the school hallways. He was looking for revenge against a librarian, but couldn't find that person. Killed himself when a resource officer was closing in, running toward him. And she was just a random victim. She'd been in a coma since the shooting. And again, she died over the weekend, sadly. What a tragic end to a terrible, terrible situation. So you want to hear what Jeff Cass has to say about schools and things that are being done in schools and things that could be done to perhaps help not having these horrible scenarios unfold. But is there ever a foolproof way? I don't think you can ever say there is a foolproof way. And if you are doing that last-minute shopping, beware. Target had that massive breach, and people are starting to see that immediately their numbers at the point of sale, their numbers were taken, and those cards were being used. People have lost anywhere from $1,200 to $3,000. Wow! Stay with us. Mailbag next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income, the number 16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income, the number 16.com.
Over the weekend, if you were running around doing that Christmas shopping thing, you still found time to hit us up on AmericaTonight.net. Kate Delaney wishing you and yours from Matt, Nathan, all of us here on ATN a happy, happy, safe, merry, merry Christmas, and we'll swing into the new year. I can't wait. 2014, who knows what's in store for all kinds of things. I guarantee, coming out of Washington, what's their record? Since the record's so lousy, passing only 56 laws, but I mean, if they're crappy laws, who cares? But to have over 5,600 bills and only pass 56, man, that is lame. That is no production. One of the worst productive, lack of production in Congress over the years that I can think of. It's brutal. All right, so we go from the gridlock in Washington, D.C., to the free-flowing people who listen to America Tonight stuffing our mailbag. So let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
Oh, thank you. Chris says, hello, Kate Delaney. Merry Christmas to you and to your family and anyone else around you. I was wondering, and you're a busy person, but I'm sure you had to run out and get some things for people, if you had any suggestions on stocking stuffers. You know, nobody has ever asked me for suggestions on stocking stuffers. And here's the thing, Chris, you didn't say who it was for. So if it's for a kid, that's different than for adult. I'm just going to assume adult. For kids, I think it's easy. If for an adult, it depends. If they play games, you can go and get them like one of those card games, like Uno or whatever, and stuff that in the stocking. You can get one of the things that you clean your computer with. I was thinking that because my computer's so dusty. I mean, there's so much dust on the thing. It's ridiculous. They have that vacuum deal. I think they cost like just a couple of bucks. You can get that somewhere. I can't even believe I'm giving advice on what to put in a stocking. Gift cards are awesome, like iTunes or something like that. You could wrap that up and put that in a stocking. That's a good gift. You could wrap up chocolate and put that in there. You could put pistachios in there. You know, you got to figure out what they like, though. So I didn't have any guidance on that. It's pretty tough with no guidance. Like, I gave my brother, like, some Godiva chocolate. You know, to get those bags. Or not Godiva. It wasn't Godiva. It was that Ghirardelli. They have those squares, and they come in a cool bag. I wrapped that up, and I know he'll like that. And he likes pistachios. That's why I thought of that. So since they cost an arm and a leg, wrap some of those suckers up and put them in that stocking. All right, moving from what to put in a stocking to this from Rachel, who says, wow, I cannot even believe it. I had to send you a quick note since I know you're from this area originally. I was practically suntanning today outside of the city all over New York and New Jersey. The temperatures were in the 60s and 70s. People were actually outside drinking beer. Do you believe it? Normally, you'd be so bundled up. And the strange thing is, in the next day or two, that's exactly what we're going to get again. So it's weird. It's kind of like you get spoiled, and then suddenly you're trying to figure out what could you wear, and you're looking for that light jacket you don't have anymore because you packed it away, and then you're back to the hat and the gloves. I don't understand. Do you think it's climate change? That's like a trick question. It is weird. We're having weird weather. But I remember as a kid every once in a while having that kind of weather, too. Does it seem like we're having it more now than before? I don't know. I know that there are strange patterns, but then some of that's cyclical. And because we've talked to so many people about this, and there's no hardcore evidence either way, there's conversation about climate change and ice melting, but then there's scientists that say, there's not hardcore evidence on that. I mean, of course, we don't want to burn up the planet and never recycle anything and blah, 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 blah. So, you know, that's a whole political yin and yang. And money, frankly, sometimes the money for the green that is just thrown out the window, which I don't understand, where it could be put to better uses if you're going to go in that direction. All right, so let's take this one from Bob, who says, boy, I got to tell you, I don't necessarily watch Duck Dynasty, but I have to say, I do not believe that this cable network that's making tons of money off of the program will be stupid enough to dump it. They ultimately have the call. I think the suspension thing was a way for them to save face, and I don't believe they will buckle under pressure from the gay community to drop the show. What do you think? Well, I think they won't. I think they won't dump the show, but the thing is they suspend this Phil Robertson, and when he comes back, okay, so then if he comes back, they've already filmed episodes, so I don't know if they filmed the whole season, because if they filmed the whole season, then that's perfect, that's what they'll do. If they filmed the whole season, it's already in the bag, then he's suspended, boom, January, they come back, they're not even addressing it in the show, because it's already there. But I don't know if it's live, or they taped a few, or what they did there. And the family is supposedly saying, the rest of the family is saying, well, if he were dumped or he's not going to be there, then we're not going to do it. So that's what would happen. If he's not back, then they're not going to, then the family won't stand by that. The premiere is January 15th. He's a main character. Main. And in the fifth season, supposedly he's pretty big in the episodes. So they had to have done a few of them anyway. And for this network, what do the networks care about, especially a cable network? Are you kidding me? They want to get ratings. They want to sell products. They want to make money. And this show has made them a lot of money. I don't see them bidding adieu to it. I don't see them doing that. And then with getting petitions and people signing petitions, and yeah, I don't see it. And let me tell you this. If they were to say, okay, that's it. These guys, you know, Robertson's not back. His family says, okay, we're not doing it. The contract's done, whatever. Then, trust me, somehow, some way, someone else would pick it up. They could do it themselves, and people would view it. They could do pay-per-view, and people would pick it up. So I don't know. I don't think that they, you know, and just because they suspended him, it doesn't stop him from being able to say whatever he wants to say, right? So they suspend him. He's interviewed by other people about it. He can say what he wants to say. Whether some people think it's bigoted or not or whatever, it's freedom of speech. So he is absolutely allowed to say whatever it is he wants to say. And then it's up to the network. So I think the network, at least in the beginning, that's not the end of that show. I do not believe they are going to kiss away all that money. I think by suspending him, they think, okay, look, we've shown you what we're doing, how we're responding, and that's that. All right, quickly, here's another one. This one comes to us from Jake in Austin. And Jake says, Kate, just my luck, I'm traveling to the Midwest to see family. And I have to say that now that I've seen what the weather is like, I'm not that excited. I'm trying to reroute where I'm going, worried that I'm headed right into some of these areas that are pretty darn icy. Wow, a major trek across the United States right before Christmas. That's where flying would help you, I think, because I think some of these roads, and again, it depends, since you're not saying your main destination, it depends on where your destination, where you're arriving at, and where you have to go through. I wouldn't want to have to go through any of that ice, for sure. Since I've seen it, there's no way you get through there fast, and then you've got to wait, I think, until the last second, so you can hope some of that melts, but, you know, you got to look at that forecast ahead of time. Even some flights have been canceled, so for the people flying, it wasn't that easy either. And it depended where they were going in the Midwest, where they were going in the Northeast, where they were going in the Southeast. Some of that is expected to move out, but then some of the colder temperatures come in. But it's really the ice and heavy, heavy snow that you want to watch out for, I think, at this point. Because if you're just getting warm temperatures, of course, that's going to melt things. It doesn't matter. It's that other stuff that's nasty. Speaking of nasty, wow, mass shooting schools, what's going on? Jeff Pass, an expert in it, will come up next here on one of our weekly re-racks on America Tonight. Stay with us.
Do you have unfiled tax returns or owe the IRS or state more than $10,000? If you don't take action now, your tax problem is going to get worse. Much worse. Seizure of property, bank levies, wage garnishments, and potential criminal prosecution. And if you owe the IRS back payroll taxes, chances are you will be visited at your home or business by an IRS agent. Don't become paralyzed by fear. Take action now. Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield for help. Our team of experienced tax attorneys can get you protected, stop collections, and negotiate a permanent settlement with the IRS and state, potentially saving you thousands of dollars. At U.S. Tax Shield, our tax advisors will review your case for free, inform you of your rights, and give you a guaranteed quote. No games and no tricky upsells. That's why we have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients. Put an end to your torment. Get protected. Get the Shield. Call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-211-9458. That's 800-211-9458. 800-211-9458.
Wishing you the brightest of Christmas seasons and best wishes for the new year from the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Obviously, for the last couple of days at least, and we've talked to him before. What I'm referring to is Colorado, and here we go again with another school shooting. Jeff Cass joins us, and you've probably read his stuff all over the place, whether it's the Christian Science Monitor, Newsday, U.S. News and World Report. He's popped up all over the place, and he's become an expert in mass shootings, and especially school mass shootings. And as I said, here we go again. Jeff was actually one of the first reporters on the scene at Columbine. And I mentioned this, we talked to him before. Good to have you back on the show again. Unfortunately, sad circumstances, but Jeff, we appreciate it.
Thanks.
The situation this time around with the kid that went into the school who had a machete and Molotov cocktails and 125 rounds of ammunition, Are we starting to learn more about Carl Pearson, this 18-year-old who ultimately ended up killing himself? What do we know now about him?
Well, I mean, I think one of the key things is that this attempted murder was targeted. You know, what we're hearing is that he had a specific issue with the debate teacher / librarian. It was the same person. And he was after him. That's who, versus, you know, something like Columbine or the Aurora Theater shooting where, you know, everybody was a target.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there seems to have been a specific grudge here.
Do you here it is, Colorado, though, obviously the proximity. So that had to, at least for some people, it had to freak them out. Because when it as you know this in covering these things, you don't know what it is when it first happens. There's all this speculation and there's lockdowns and all that kind of stuff. Would you say, especially in Colorado, because of Columbine, because of other things that have happened across the country, that schools there react pretty quickly when something happens and they don't know exactly what's going on?
I mean, I think it's everywhere. I think schools everywhere these days are preparing for Columbine-type situations. And, you know, I mean, we have Newtown last year. We've just had the one-year anniversary of that. I think everywhere schools are preparing for an attack.
Yeah. In this situation, like you say, this was a targeted deal. Didn't know that in the beginning. That's what parents weren't sure. So it's that familiar scene of kids getting out of the school, their hands up, some of them, and the lockdown that I mentioned, and all the parents, as many that could get there, getting in if they could, if they're getting out of work and whatnot. What do you think the key thing is when unfortunately something like this happens? I mean, is it all about the time, as quickly as the response is, the better? Or what's the most critical thing that happens once there's been a shooting at a school?
It's hard to say because you have a lot of things going on that, you know, the different people are doing. For example, the students and the teachers are going to be locking the classroom door, turning out the lights, and going into corners away from the door. You could have students and teachers also calling 911. Or you could have, you know, if there's an officer already at the school, that officer may be pursuing the shooter, as was the case, apparently at Arapahoe. The on-campus officer started, I'm not sure the shooter knew it, but there is an officer pursuing him. That officer, whoever's on school already, may be notifying other officers. So you've got different people doing different things, potentially.
Yeah. We're talking with Jeff Cass, and his book is Columbine, A True Crime Story. And as you said, the differences between, you know, what we saw at Aurora, the movie theater, too, and obviously Newtown, what would have happened there, and Columbine, different than this particular situation. But unfortunately, there's a victim in the middle of this fighting for her life, and apparently just happened to be in the wrong place at the wrong time. The bullet hits her and whatnot. And what are the people there saying about that? It seems like there's just an outpouring of people trying to help the family, and even Pearson's family releasing a statement. Am I right?
Yeah, and, you know, I will say that's, you know, the statement being released is, it's a common thing. It's almost routine now. That's what the parents do. They don't tend to so much give a press conference and answer a lot of questions and in-depth questions. You can say less and get away with a lot less by just issuing a statement. If I was in their position, I'm not sure I'd hold a press conference either. But as far as, you know, are we really getting answers from these statements? I don't think we're getting any deep answers right now.
Yeah. As you did this in looking for your book and you're talking about getting deep answers, what would you say for a mass shooter? What is it that makes them, I don't know, what is it that makes them tick? I don't even know what the word is I'm looking for, but we're trying to wrap our arms around how this happens and how some people can say, well, they were a loner, but they didn't seem like that. Or, no, they were kind of an oddball and they never really fit in. I mean, is there a common thread in those scenarios?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think the key motive behind the shooters is revenge. You know, in this case, it appears the teacher was targeted, although, as you point out, an innocent bystander sort of got deliberately shot. You know, the girl was in the wrong place at the wrong time, but it seems like he still made a conscious decision to shoot her. But whether or not we know there's a specific target or not, the idea is revenge. These shooters are angry. They're either at someone particularly or at society as a whole. And that's why, you know, they will shoot indiscriminately into a movie theater throughout Columbine High School when that happened in 1999, you know, throughout Sandy Hook in Newtown, Connecticut. It just, everybody is a target because their anger is against the whole world.
I know. And what do you do when you're a school administrator? What do you do when you're a superintendent? This has to be part of the discussion, I'm certain.
Yeah, no, it is. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, you read the news clips on Arapahoe, and these kids are saying, yeah, we've trained for this scenario. And it's the same across the country. I mean, I don't know what the numbers are, like, every single school across the country has done these drills. What happens if a mass shooter or a gunman enters the school, but more and more are doing it since Columbine, and they continue to do it.
Yeah, boy, sad state of affairs. I'll tell you, at least it's good that they're doing something to prevent this. And it brings up that question. We don't know how many and what specifically they're necessarily doing in all these schools, but what are some of the key things that have to happen to, I don't know, to try to prevent violence? I mean, what are the things that possibly can happen to stop this?
Yeah, it's a great point. And it's spot on because my book is actually being re-released in April for the 15-year anniversary of Columbine. And the afterword of my book is the story of a school shooting that was prevented in a city about an hour north of Denver called Fort Collins.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I use that in the afterword is because the key way to prevent mass shootings, whether it's at a school or a workplace or wherever, is if somebody can catch the warning signs of the shooter before it happens. And there typically are some sort of warning signs. I'm not saying it's easy to figure it out in the moment because people say a lot of things and you say, yeah, whatever, he's just kidding. But if you are able to catch that somebody really is angry and really does want to pick up a gun, you know, when they say, hey, I want to kill this guy, if you are able to recognize that threat or just think something is weird, tell authorities.
Yeah, and if people did that, they noticed something, maybe there's more Fort Collinses out there, and what a better scenario that would be to be talking about that, what was prevented, instead of, you know, ultimately what happened. And there is no real, since you've seen this with Columbine, you know, whether you're talking about a high school, we saw what happened in Newtown, and that's was an elementary school, the kid sadly so young. I mean, really, it can happen anywhere, right?
Yeah, and it is.
Mm.
I mean, you know, you can look at a map. It's, you know, you have the Sikh temple in Wisconsin. Mm. Yeah, it's everywhere.
Yeah. Well, like I said,
it's sad.
It does sound sad, doesn't it? It can happen anywhere. You're right. You look at a map. And like I said, I'll say it again. Let's hope there's more Fort Collins if these things have to happen. And I'd much rather that we're talking about that preventing something from happening than something actually happening. All right, we'll look for that re-release then again of your book. Jeff Cass, thanks so much. And the book is called Columbine, A True Crime Story. Thanks for coming on ATN again.
Yeah, thank you too.
Thanks, bye-bye.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Six-man pressure. Peyton throws. Homer and Gauss. Got Julius Thomas there. Thomas with the touchdown. And there's the record. Peyton Manning's 51st touchdown pass of the year. And a beauty to Julius Thomas.
Pressure coming. He stands in. Stands in. Throws one out in the flat. Caught by Donald Brown. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Touchdown, Donald Brown. 33 yards from Andrew Luck, his 24th touchdown pass of the year, and the Colts have taken the lead 9-7.
Three receivers stretched out to the right, Dalton back to throw. He's going to fire deep downfield. Great, Jay Green.
Got him.
He's got it. Touchdown. 29 yards away.
Beauty.
Andy Dalton to Adriel Jeremiah Green.
That goes under. Fires and it's intercepted.
A snap to Taylor. Back several steps. Throws across to the middle. The ball is taken away by Kayvon Wilson. An interception for New England. Left side, 45-50. Wilson to the 40 of Baltimore. Two men to beat. Down to the far sideline 10. To the 5. To the end zone. Touchdown. Kayvon Wilson. Play fake. Fitzpatrick looking. Firing. He's got Washington wide open. Touchdown. Tight. It's Patrick. Today, Washington. Nate Dover.
Romo back, looking to his right, looking, steps up, comes, throws on the run to the goal line, says Bryant, touchdown, with 1:08 to go, it was DeMarco Murray got free out of the backfield, and on 4th and 10, DeMarco Murray catches a touchdown pass, with 1:08.
Third down and 6 at the Seattle 31-yard line, snap the ball, with straight drop back, he'll throw a deep ball, far side, at the goal line.
In the gun, 28 seconds remaining. Here comes a blitz off the edge. Newton gets hit, but Newton throws in zone. Hicks and makes a diving catch. Touchdown!
Can you believe it?
No.
don't believe it. Weekends for sure. Kate Delaney, final round here. We have one game left, 1 week left, and one game, one chance for some teams. Others already know where they're going. I can't believe week 16 in the NFL, almost over. You still have Atlanta and San Francisco. That's the Monday night game that kicks at 8:30. Matt, it was crazy. Some of those finishes, you did a nice job there with the highlights. Panthers clinch. They're in first playoffs since 2008. They beat the Saints 17-13. Gosh, Drew Brees sacked six times, but it was a last-minute touchdown that clinched it for Carolina, just like the Cowboys who beat the Redskins. They had a little more time on the clock, but a minute and change, and you heard the Brad Sham call there. He's one of the voices of the Cowboys. 24-23. My goodness, there were some exciting finishes once again.
There were a lot of exciting finishes, and you even had Arizona going up and beating the Seahawks in Seattle, which that just never happens.
Never happens.
And then you have the lonely NFC North, where all three teams that had a chance to make some way, like the Lions could have gotten in the mix if they won, they lost.
They're out. Yeah.
The Packers, they lost. The Bears could have clinched the division. All the games were over. They knew all they had to do was beat Philadelphia today, and they would clinch the division. They lost. And so now it's going to set up for the Packers-Bears next week, and then you have Cowboys-Philly for the division title next week in the NFC East. So a lot of good games next week. I heard already that the Sunday Night Football game, the flex has been made, the decision has been made to move the Cowboys and Philly Eagles game to Sunday night.
Yeah, I was watching the Sunday night game, and they decided that, I think, during the game, because then Al Michaels kept saying, we'll see, our whole crew is going to be there, we're going to be in Dallas, and it's Dallas and Philadelphia. And what a brilliant thing, you and I have talked about this before, that NBC did to have the flex game, because that's what they can do. They can move it to a game that's going to matter, especially they just had a lousy game with Chicago playing dead and Philadelphia rolling all over them in Philly. Now they have a game that at least, even though it's the NFC least, not the East anymore, that's what I call it, it still is a game that means something, because Dallas either gets in or Philly gets in, and that's it.
Yeah, and I mean, like I said, there could be an 8-8 team that makes the playoffs.
That's crazy. That would be Dallas.
It could be Dallas. It could be also, well, no, Dallas wouldn't make it, because they'd have to win.
Maybe nine, so that'd be nine.
Seven, but, the Bears,
Packers.
The Packers would be 8-7-1
if
they beat the Bears.
Yep.
The Bears would be 8-8. So
yep.
Then the Packers would have only 8 wins. I guess they won't be an 8-8 team. It'd be an 8-7-1 team.
Wow, that's sad. 8 wins and you could get into the playoffs. Oh, and it's crazy too, because like you said, Chicago had the chance, Green Bay had the chance, and they didn't do it. That's just insanity.
The Lions, they've lost 3 games
They're
in a row.
Out. Yeah, how?
They were in control of their division. They've lost 2 in a row.
Yep.
And both games, and they've lost both times they played Carolina as well. So I don't know. The divisions are up for grabs. The only team that is really secure is Denver. And there's rumors that Peyton might not even play next week just because they have the division locked up. And I don't know if they have the number one seed locked up yet. Let me look at that. They might, because they are 12-3.
They clinched the division,
I don't know how the tiebreaker works with the Patriots. I don't know if they'd have the number one seed, but they at least have a bye. So maybe they won't play Peyton Manning, but I can't imagine him not playing at least a half.
Yeah, I can't either. It seems like he set the record, 51
touchdowns. Beat,
that's crazy.
Tom Brady, and what was that, 2007 when he had 50. And, and there's still a whole other game on.
That's insane. 51 touchdowns. That is crazy. You think of it. And think of this. This is a guy who was in Indianapolis, had the whole neck injury thing.
Yeah, multiple neck surgeries.
Yeah, it's crazy. He does, and I heard he did so much work on it because he really wanted to play, found the right kind of doctors, and then he ends up in Denver. And, I mean, John Elway has to be the giddiest man alive. I mean, he's got to be beyond stoked.
And remember when that move initially happened, there was Tebow mania going on in Denver.
And people were furious.
And people were a little mad that they were going for this aging, broken-down Peyton Manning and getting rid of Tebow mania, who since has been thrown out of the league, basically. He's all washed up. Nobody wants him. And I would be very surprised if he ever plays a down in the NFL again. But, and then Peyton Manning just comes through, and he's having just an amazing season, one of the best seasons ever in the history of the NFL.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely one of the best seasons. Are you kidding? That's why he's the Sportsman of the Year on the cover of Sports Illustrated. He's clearly he's the MVP, I think. You think he gets the MVP?
I don't think there's any way he doesn't.
I am either.
You set the touchdown, the all-time touchdown record. I think you have to have the season he's having. He's had amazing games, multiple 4-touchdown games. He had a 5-touchdown passing game. I think didn't he tie the record, too, with, like, 6 touchdown passes in, like,
yes.
The first week, I think?
Yes, that was the very first week, yep.
Yeah, so, I mean, he's had an incredible season. I don't see anybody else really coming close. I mean, you have LeSean McCoy, he's having a really good year. Probably he's going to win the rushing title, but I don't see anybody else coming close.
Nope, I don't either. And I think the key thing is here, though, he would say he wants to win the Super Bowl. He wants to win the Super Bowl, get to the Super Bowl, win the Super Bowl, then he's got 2, and just like baby brother, they both have 2.
And the knock on him has been in the playoffs where they say, you know, Peyton hasn't come through in the playoffs. Last year, they got upset by Baltimore in a game that I thought they were going to win, for sure. They had Baltimore at home, and they got upset by Joe Flacco. And so I think, you know, the knock on him has been the postseason success. They can't quite do it. And all those years with the Colts, they only won 1 Super Bowl, and in that Super Bowl, he didn't actually play that great. And I think he was given the MVP out of pity more than anything, because if you look back on that game, Dominic Rhodes was the key to that victory and not Peyton Manning.
Oh, yeah, no way. This year's a whole different ball game, though. It's interesting. It's wild to see the way that this season is going down. Kansas City, with Andy Reid as the coach after he's tossed out of Philadelphia after all those years. They're in the playoffs. They've got a playoff berth. They're 11-4. Indianapolis, talking about Peyton Manning's old team, they're in the playoffs. They clinched the division, the AFC South. So all kinds of storylines for sure. And don't forget, we've got another Nail the Score coming up. And Nail the Score this time around will be on our Thursday show, since we've got weekend games coming up for our last week 17. We will do Thursday after Christmas for Nail the Score in our third hour. Thursday after Christmas. It'll be so much fun. Make sure you call in. It's your last chance to try and win all those fabulous prizes.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.